Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Just some pre-show announcements to make. The auction for the last Getting Doug with High skateboard made by Dub Press Distribution and signed by me right now, right before your eyes. The auction's gone live. And check out the link, bit.ly/GW. Goddamn. What the hell? Board 3. But we put it up on the screen for you because we figured I would probably butcher it. Doug Benson, right there on the skateboard. See if I can. Oh, that worked. Only two more days to enter our next monthly drawing for a one-on-one smoke sesh with Gabe and I via Skype. All members of our 420 Club at the end of the month will be eligible to win the chance to hang out with me and Gabe before or after a future show. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. And shout out to 420 Club member Noah F., who pointed out that we've officially crossed 400,000 subscribers on YouTube. Can't wait to get to 420,000. The per capita viewers of the last episode, a winner once again, Washington, D.C., followed closely by Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Nevada. Oh, Nevada got in there. Good for you, Nevada. I guess I have to go back to Vegas. Doug plugs. I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies in Seattle Thursday night at the Neptune Theater, beautiful theater, plenty of seats. Monday afternoon in Denver at Comedy Works, that's at 4:20. And I'm doing stand-up at the Kaboo Music Fest in beautiful Del Mar, California on Friday, September 16th. Get there early, Kabooers, because I go on at 4:45. DougLovesMovies.com for all my upcoming dates and deets and links. We've got three great guests, so stick around. The show's starting right now. Don't miss Kevin Smith's new film Yoga Hosers when it comes to movie theaters nationwide for a special premiere event days before its official release. This is your chance to see the film before anyone else, plus catch an exclusive discussion with Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith's Yoga Hosers premiere party comes to select movie theaters nationwide for an epic one-night event on August 30th. Tickets available now at fathom.live/Kevin Smith. Hey, everybody. We're blast off. We're back in the basement here with one great old bee and two newbies. It's Eric Andre. Oh, it's already 19 after the hour. Eric Andre, Jason Sklar, and Randy Sklar, everybody.
USA. USA.
So if 9:20, does that mean it's 4:20 somewhere? Is that the
That's
attitude?
That's the idea, yeah.
What about for workaholics, it's 9 a.m. somewhere?
Yeah.
That's what they say on that
people
show.
I love working. Just no, people that love getting to work on time.
Just someone at 11 p.m. organizing his briefcase. It's like it's 9 a.m. somewhere.
I can't think of the workaholics, that word, without thinking of the TV guys on the TV show.
They have now co-opted that word and made
they
it
They sat at this table and smoked with
me. Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's 4:20.
Well, those guys smoke.
It's 4:20 in Micronesia.
right there. Yeah. 4:20 somewhere.
The Solomon Islands, some parts of Russia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but we got to start smoking, you guys. I know Eric says he's... got
I'm
a bit
sick.
Of a thing, so you brought your own little cute little bowl
I
over there.
Has everything been... I also, you know how I feel about smoking weed.
No,
you
I
don't
know.
Like it. You hate it.
It's rough on you.
You
it's
hate
rough
it.
On me.
Yeah.
We have a different opinion. We're on the opposite ends of the spectrum, but we get along.
Are we?
Yeah, no, it's
Doug,
all good.
Do you start us off? Is this? Do we?
Yeah, let's
do we
just
go
all
clockwise,
hit something. Or? I got my little Gandalf.
Can I actually clean this up?
Some cool ones. This is a sativa called Green Queen.
Wait, it's a sativa? Oh, shit! How are we taking
it? Oh, take it easy.
How are we doing the... The guy who only does indica.
Oh no!
Oh shit! I thought this was only indica.
Did you hear what happens to me when I do sativa?
Oh shit!
Does anybody have a $700 EpiPen?
wait! What kind of sativa? Give like a real specific strain. He's like, not that. No.
What happened to
OG? No.
What happened to the EpiPen prices? They're going through the roof. This is the most Jewish conversation of all time. Yeah,
what happened to the EpiPen prices? They're going through the roof.
When
I found out about the EpiPen prices, I just had a massive seizure.
I went over to my Moyles house.
Cost me an arm and a leg.
I went to my Moyles and he sucked the blood out of my penis.
Sucked the blood out of my penis.
Does a racer make an EpiPen?
What?
I don't know.
No.
It's a what?
Shut up, dude.
Let's be quiet for a little while.
You know what? The next 20 minutes, how about it's 420 Let's minutes of just, silence?
Yeah.
Well, we should do 20 minutes of silence.
I didn't put any indica in any of the bowls.
Pastafari.
It's available if you need it.
What is
it's
that?
It's called high octane.
Did you get accused of being Pastafarian when you were smoking weed growing up?
Because
you work at home,
small amount of Italian in me.
Hey, when you're there, you're family.
Did you do a DNA test, Doug?
What do you mean?
Where?
Like a family fucking tree test.
Not everyone is like a weird hybrid like you, all right? Not everyone is like...
Oh, what are you, a Scott?
What are you? Eric Andre isn't a hybrid. He's a plug-in.
Okay. That's racist.
Two people in the...
I'm like 3/4 Norwegian and 1/4 Italian. It's not terribly exciting, but I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it.
Are you really 3/4 Norwegian?
Mm-hmm.
I knew you were a black queen.
What?
Your eyes got stoned at different times.
Yeah, they really have trouble keeping up with each other. We got to do Eric's done his own solo show. Do you have a hoodie standing by? Do you need to escape into a hoodie?
You know what? That would be great. I was going to bring one and I forgot.
Yeah.
I brought one.
Now, am I gay because I crossed my legs? Much.
Are you gay because you cross your legs?
Or
because
I suck a little dick sometimes.
While you cross your legs. Are your legs crossed when you're sucking the dick? Then you're not gay?
I spread
it. Oh, interesting.
Then you're not gay.
Because they negate each other? Mm-hmm. If you do two gay things at the same time?
You can suck a dick as straight as you
can. If you suck a dick and you have a dick in your ear, heterosexual.
No, it's just a great multitasker. Yeah.
It's 9 a.m. somewhere.
It's 9 a.m. somewhere. I got to put this briefcase
like
together.
Dick in the air and sucking a dick is like the old-timey phone.
Like right? Phone from
the
1910.
Phone from like, I'm here right
That's
there.
How you did it.
Sucking a dick isn't gay. If a dick's in your mouth, you might as well suck it. It's right there.
Yeah.
Why would you just have
why
it,
would
it,
you waste
why would you have it in
dick.
Your mouth?
Is this mine?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm sick.
It's all yours.
If someone...
Just keep in mind, you guys, the one that says Getting Dug with High on it is Eric's.
What if someone said that... the one with VPN. What
I
if
got
someone
diarrhea
said,
too.
I only suck recycled dicks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Go green?
Yeah, go green.
Go green on dicks?
Go green or go home.
Okay.
Ja, Pastafari, Olive Garden, Unlimited Breadstick, Sire, Sin... We for smoke no sin. Big ups. Rastafarianism was based on a misinterpretation of a Marcus Garvey speech in England. Sin.
Yeah, man.
What religion do you want to talk about? Shinto or some bullshit?
No, I didn't.
This
I don't
is
want
Eric
to talk
when
about
he's
any
sick.
Religion.
This is Eric when he's sick and subdued.
I just want you to know that.
Are we going to talk about religion?
I wasn't planning. I mean, it might come up in one of the pot topics later in the show.
You say hot topics?
No, pot topics.
Hot topics.
But
or you say hot pockets.
First, we got to start with high history on
hot
these
topic.
New guests on the show.
I need to have my whole own high history.
Jason.
Yes.
What's the when was the first time you smoked weed? I mean, as twins, did you have your first experience with weed together?
No, he smoked it, and then I got high.
Yeah, folks, the first time I smoked was in Israel, I think. Correct? Is that correct to say?
I can't
Vador,
remember.
Vador, baby.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. I think it was in the Holy Land.
At what age?
Birthright?
16.
17. summer between junior and senior year of high school.
Yeah. Okay. Smoked pot in high school a little bit. Prove it.
Yeah, prove it. I don't believe you.
That's true. There's no way.
Do you have the paperwork?
We do have the documentation.
Do you have the rooch?
I'm a birther.
Do you save it?
That was the first time. That was the first time, and it was. Was it hash? Or I think it was hash. I don't think it was weed. So does that not count? I mean, it is a substance like that.
Well, and I'm sure you also had your next experience with actual weed pretty shortly thereafter.
Right. Yeah. High school. Yeah, high school.
I remember doing a gravity bong in high school, watching our friend.
It was a cutout milk carton.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I love that we're explaining gravity bongs to Doug Benson.
Fine, but whatever.
But
I just remember.
That was the first time you
and pushed it.
No. But early on.
So it's in liquid. It's in liquid.
Nitrogen.
You light it, and then.
Nitrogen.
And then you pull it up, right?
Yeah.
And the fills with smoke, and then you push it down.
Yeah. I never liked those. It's too much.
It's a lot.
But I don't like smoking weed. Maybe that's why.
Too much.
But I did a 6-foot bong before.
Did you?
I didn't clear it.
Wow. No way to clear it. Phenomenal bong clearing scene in Everybody Wants Some.
Oh, yeah.
It's a simple bong clearing scene.
What about Raymond?
I was going to say. I thought you were going to say Everybody Hates Chris. No, I thought Extract. Jason Bateman does a hilarious bong rip in Extract where nice. It's clearly an effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't really do it, but it's still hilarious.
I mean,
how
I
much
wonder
smoke
if,
comes out of him.
I wonder if
I got worms.
They did it for real. You have worms?
I think so.
You do have worms.
When your asshole itches. I think everybody has worms, right?
Oh, wait, what?
Everybody has tiny worms that don't
little pinworms that are microscopic.
That don't actually hatch.
Without doing spoiler alerts, I kinda was looking forward to doing this and getting high with you guys. Because I just binge watched and finished Stranger Things. And I don't understand
seen
it. I feel like
you know
what?
I haven't seen all of it.
I couldn't get into
what?
It. I liked the music, but I didn't like the sounds. No, I liked the sounds and the music.
Right.
But I was like, why is this girl eating burgers and fries?
All right.
Okay.
All right. I can hear
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's a spell.
I don't really buy that, but yeah.
But sure. I haven't seen, I'm only a few episodes in, but I do love it. But I'm finding more and more detractors as everybody goes around talking about
the
thing
know.
Ever. Somebody's got to step up and be like, I didn't like it.
I'm sure. I don't know if I understood. I'm waiting to have it explained to me by Eric.
Okay. Well, maybe in the break.
Get a bio.
Or he hasn't seen, you've seen more.
But I just want his full take on it from the limited experience.
Yeah.
I saw the first like half an hour of it.
And you get
then
it.
Just
but I got distracted because I saw my iPhone.
Yeah.
And there's apps like you wouldn't fucking believe.
You should hide that thing from yourself.
Have you ever been on Thrinder? It's a three-way of Tinder.
Oh.
No, that's not
there's
a thing.
There's a real fucking thing. Look it up.
Do you have to swipe up in the corner for that?
To do a swirly.
I want
you
to do a
been,
sexy. I want these two people. What if you like one out of the two? You're like throwing a Pokeball. God, it's just, to me, that feels like way more logistics than you need.
Yeah. Ganger is another one where it's all gangbangs. Mm-hmm. They're trying to meet each other.
Is that real?
Groups
Why did
gangers.
You believe, not believe in Thrinder and you believe in Ganger?
I just made up Ganger.
Oh, but Thrinder's real. Thrinder's real.
Gengar?
Look it up. And you know what?
Look it up.
I'm looking at a
That's
Thrinder.
That's all you can say
right.
about anything.
You're looking at a Twinder. You're looking at Twinder, the number one app for foursomes in this country, Twinder.
Do you know about those Czech twins that have sex with each other?
No.
Identical Czech twins.
Really?
Yeah, they fuck each other. They're porn stars. They're gay porn stars, identical twins, and they fuck each other.
Men or women?
Men in Prague.
Wow. Those are like the moments where you're like, I think the wall should have stayed up.
Yeah.
I think maybe the wall should have stayed up, and we don't need
like
to see
that's every Republican's fear of what America would be if, like, we just had, if we'd let gay marriage happen. Are you passing?
He's gonna go get his. He's got a friend here that he wants to get high.
Yeah.
Like a fucking hostage.
Mm.
Which pipe's she using?
I don't think she is using a pipe.
Oh, you back? She's sicker than me. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you can keep that one.
You can keep that side of the table.
You can keep that pipe.
And some of the camera equipment, you can keep that too, Eric.
I am holding what we often call on the show the Wonka pipe because it's got a Willy Wonka vibe to it.
Oh, man. Come
on. We got to talk about it. How can you be in comedy and not Gene Wilder, greatest of all time, right?
The scene where Cleavon Little meets him in Blazing Saddles and he's hanging upside down.
Need a little help?
Oh, all I can get.
So fucking
first scene they shot, and he was called like the night before.
Well, because the other guy was going through detox, right?
Yeah, Gig Young.
That's crazy.
And wasn't Cleavon, it was supposed to be Richard Pryor.
And Richard Pryor was so drugged out
that
Warner Brothers was like, no, we're not.
But a lot of people are like, why? Look at how racist. I mean, there's far in it. Mel Brooks was racist for that script, but really, Richard Pryor wrote the script.
No, I mean, it's not racist. It was like commenting
on
hundreds of years of what, not hundreds of years, but 50 plus years of Westerns that didn't address race whatsoever. And it just made John Wayne and all these white guys super heroic. Mm-hmm. And Mel Brooks and Richard Pryor were like, no, these people were awful fucking racist.
Count Basie playing out in the desert with the full big band set.
It's the best. And the first part.
You were saying...
I watched Young Frankenstein with my kids, and they... It was for them to love him and love that and love him in it. I was like, made me love my kids more.
What about
of course.
Young Einstein? You just Yahoo
nothing
Sirius.
Like sitting down with the kids
Even
and
better.
Watch a lot of jokes about giant dicks.
Is that?
Yeah.
Is that?
There's a lot of giant dick talk in that
but
movie.
But it all goes over their heads.
I know, right?
Every
like,
giant
just
dick.
Just like a giant,
I saw
giant
my parents
dick goes over
I was
their
a
heads.
Kid, now that you mention it.
You know?
Yeah, it's really sweet. But yeah, Gene Wilder is super amazing. I saw a clip on the internet that's pretty cool of when Mel Brooks won the Oscar for screenplay for Producers.
Producers.
In his acceptance speech, he thanked a lot of people, and then he said, "And Zero Mostel, and Gene Wilder, and Gene Wilder, and Gene Wilder." He said his name three times.
Wow.
And then walked off. And Gene Wilder was, you know, great in the Producers, but they hadn't even done
what I think is
their best work together, which is Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that they did Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein in within the scope of a year
that he
is
knew,
amazing.
But that he knew.
And that was Silent Movie. That was right around then, too.
That was a few years after that.
Wilder and Bonnie and Clyde.
Right?
Just the brief.
Oh, wait, what was that?
He played like the accountant guy or the bookkeeper guy who they sort of kidnapped along the way there for a little while. He was in that, you're like, this is an early role for him, but you knew he was going to be just incredible, even just based on that. He was like busting out of this tiny little role.
I mean, Charlie and Sherlock the Factory, he was so dangerous. Like, that's what you
thought. Well, that's why that one was named, it was called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because it was, you know, the book is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
And the second movie that shall not be named.
Oof.
Especially during these times.
Yes.
We just lost the greatest Willy Wonka.
Gene Wilder.
There's no reason to
pour salt in the wounds.
Yeah. What about Stir Crazy?
He had a nice
run.
We bad. It's so crazy how you guys finish each other's sensimilla. Yeah.
What about fucking Hear No Evil, See No Evil? Mm-hmm.
That's a great silver thing to say.
Silver motherfucking streak.
Silver streak I never saw.
You never saw Silver Streak?
No.
We're already at the first break, you guys.
What?
What is this, speed weed?
Either that or they were just shuffling around the cue cards aimlessly and I just caught one that said go to break. That is from our friends at Poke Bowl. Mm-hmm. You can clear your bowl with that stick sticking up in the middle, and then the rest of it works as a very nice ashtray because it's rubber in the bottom so nothing sticks.
I thought it was like a Pokeball.
I've actually been playing a ton of Poke Bowl Go recently.
You may have just handed them a brand new marketing scheme.
Looking for Pokemon in other people's bowls.
I was right. It's time to go to a break, so we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Kevin Smith's new comedy, Yoga Hosers. You've seen Kevin Smith on Getting Dug with High. Now you can catch his latest movie in theaters nationwide for a special premiere event days before its official release. This is your chance to see the film before anyone else, plus catch an exclusive discussion with director Kevin Smith. Yoga Hoser stars Johnny Depp and his daughter Lily Rose Depp, along with Kevin Smith's daughter Harley Quinn Smith. Lily Rose and Harley Quinn reprise their roles as the Colleen Coalition from the 2014 Kevin Smith comedy Tusk. When the Colleens discover that a Nazi splinter group has been raising an army of monsters beneath the store where they work, the teens team up with a legendary manhunter played by Johnny Depp to stop the world-threatening uprising. Kevin Smith's Yoga Hosers premiere party comes to select theaters nationwide for an epic one-night event on August 30th. Tickets available now at fathom.live/Kevin Smith. Hey everybody, so that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also our web store is now through villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. Check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day. Hey, we're back in the space, but if you're just joining us, we're here with
two jazz dads.
Jason and Randy Sklar, the jazz dads.
Jazz dads.
Jazz dads.
Their kids are up right now screaming at the top of their lungs, freaking out.
Where's daddy?
And where's daddy?
Where's daddy's piccolo?
Eric Andre, the nickname creator.
No kids.
There he is.
That's
jazz boy. I'm a jazz boy. I'm not a jazz man.
Well, I don't think we can say that to you.
What?
That you're a jazz man? What?
I'm a jazz boy. Yeah.
Jazz boy.
That might not go.
Fill that bowl, jazz boy. No, that ain't.
Shine my shoes, jazz boy.
No, dance more, jazz boy.
Not quote these things out of context.
Yes.
Anyone out there?
Yeah. The last thing we want is after smoking weed on TV
to be misquoted.
African American comedian called Jazz Boy by Dude.
Or it literally becomes Andre's like the gravy train for his career.
Yeah. Jazz Boy 3, starring all the Wayans.
1673. What do you think that number is? 1673.
The year that weed killed everybody in Jamestown.
Jamestown Massacre? Was that?
I think it's Brian Jonestown Massacre.
1673. The number of medals we won in.
Oh, that's that weird.
Give us
like,
a
tequila
clue.
That like.
Oh, this Sammy Hagar.
Ray Liotta.
Another Ray Liotta
tequila. Sammy Hagar.
It's the weird tequila that Ray Liotta made Sammy Hagar.
I'm more of a Dan Aykroyd skull vodka kind of drinker.
You know what's delicious is Ron White's tequila.
Is that the truth?
It's so good.
I like what Ron White.
It's like maple syrup.
He makes his own tequila?
Well, you know, he's in cahoots with something called Juan in a Million.
And, shouldn't it be Ron in a Million?
Right?
Right?
So we played an ad or a couple ads in this show that they paid their money. So I guess I don't know what's going to happen, but for a Kevin Smith event that happened earlier this evening. So apologies to them for that.
until we come up with a sensible time travel.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That can get us back there.
But
you got a nice head of hair, Doug.
Oh, thanks, dude.
I've always admired that about you.
You really do.
Thank you very much.
You really do.
We're doing.
He's coming from this
guy. We're all doing pretty good hair wise, I think. Yeah, everybody's got hair.
I like you. You're like up there. Presidential.
It's it's like a hair helmet, kind of.
He said, so, "Give me the presidential."
I look kind of like a Lego character.
You do?
Yeah.
You look like Steve Garvey.
You look like Marcus Garvey. You're the white Marcus Garvey.
You are. You're the white Steve Garvey.
I can't keep up with your sports references. Yes. I don't know any of these.
Get on board. Jock smoke weed, too.
They all played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my God.
You know. Jazz boy. This is my favorite Harlem Globetrotter.
Jazz boy. Jazz boy. Please tickle them keys.
Jazz boy with soft shoe at the free throw.
Jazz boy lemon.
Throw a little sand down. Soft.
Run the weave. From the three-man weave.
Yeah.
Jazz boy.
Jazz boy lemon.
I called the
Jazz Boy is an Al Jolson movie, I think.
It is.
I called the Serbians playing basketball against the USA in the Olympics. I called them the generals.
It was so silly.
It was such a silly matchup. I forget what it ended up being.
They won by 40.
Yeah, they won by 40.
Has anyone beat them? What's the point, really? Right?
USA, France almost won. They lost by three.
Yeah. USA.
Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Glad we had a little Olympics wrap up session. Round
1663. What was it, dude?
What?
1673.
Number of people watching us live on the internet right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Number of women Lochte had sex with at the Olympics.
Maybe more.
1673.
But that was also a memory test. You pass. You can go ahead and take another hit if you'd like.
There you go.
I'm going to try this little beauty here.
What is that?
What's your favorite? Weed,
it's a fun little
tiny
bong kind of thing.
Mini bong. Shetland bong.
I grew up in a time where when you went into a head shop, you had to call them water pipes or they wouldn't show them to you.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Those were all weird
about the word bong.
Really? You had to go in and say,
I need a water pipe.
And then they'd open up a big glass case.
It was magical. It was Willy Wonka like.
I need a water pipe. And they're like, come with me.
They open it up. Yeah. Your imagination starts up.
Next thing you know, pure imagination.
You're on a boat and there's psychedelics and a chicken getting its head cut off.
You ever do poppers or fucking VHS cleaner or any of that shit at the head shop?
No.
I'm from Florida. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
That's what you started out. You had fucking whippets and poppers.
You used a samurai sword to cut cocaine.
Here's my VHS cleaner.
After spending a little bit of time in Florida, you can't go 5 miles in any direction. They're like, don't go 5 miles this way.
That's bad stuff.
If you went 5 miles into the ocean, there'd just be like a meth lab like right
there. That's Zimmerman country out there. You're in fucking Zimmerman country.
Mm-hmm. Which is the new slogan for Florida. You're now in Zimmerman country.
Live free and die.
Randy, did we ever get your first time story or is it super similar?
I think it's super similar because we did go to Israel together and I do remember smoking weed there. But I remember making the old apple bong. Yeah. And on our back deck when we were seniors in high school and like literally putting that would to me I don't even know how we figured that out, but we did. And God bless it.
Is your mustache going to audition for a 70s movie or a Western?
My mustache is auditioning for a 70s Western. So.
Jesus, you got a serious mustache going right now.
It's like a clearance.
And I want to ask you a beard question. How itchy does this shit get in here for you?
I feel like I sat in the back of the live Comedy Central
roasting,
and we were in like a section where I was able to be seen on TV, and people said, why were you stroking your beard all the fucking time? Like you were a wise sage. I wasn't even conscious I was doing it.
Every time I have facial hair, I itch a lot. I have said that a lot of people probably think I'm just really thinking of some cool shit.
God, he's so contemplative.
Really trying to figure this out.
What's Doug thinking about? I wish you could do this and that would be the same thing.
No, that's just evil. Amber Alert.
How do I get the shackles on?
I mean, you.
Yeah. How can I grow
this? This is the extent of my facial hair.
That's it.
Me and my dad, same thing.
You never put anything here or here.
I get three pubic hairs that come out of my cheek.
And you can't connect this. Yet that is so vibrant.
That's it.
and I can't. My bush.
It's a beautiful thing.
Disgusting. Just, but those are implant. Those are that's a hair.
It's a merkin. Yeah, it's an implant. Yeah.
Oh, merkin.
I've got the I've got this full head of hair my whole life, but never any hair on my chest. At
really?
All. Yeah.
Take off your shirt. Show us what you're working with.
No way.
Come on, baby. Shit, America wants to know.
I don't think
there's 1,673 people out there asking.
We'll do makeup. I don't
take off your shirt. I don't think I've ever seen Doug not in a long sleeve coat.
Right. I'm always covering it all up.
Covering
Jack
it all
up. Why
is are you like Dolly Parton? You just have a sleeve of tattoos.
Oh my God. It's, the tattoos are
you tatted
all...
up?
I'm like, yeah, dude. He's like,
I had a white supremacist period.
He's 1/10 juggalo.
So I have to cover up a lot of swastikas and stuff. Uh-huh.
So you know how, like, you know how like there's the tattoo of the, if someone gets a little teardrop, means you killed someone in prison. He's got a ton of teardrops on in his arm, which
means it's raining down this arm. Seattle.
We decided to make Portland. It rain. Yeah. But what if you got a tattoo of Ed
Rainforest
Norton?
Rainforest arm.
If you got a tattoo from Ed Norton from American History X, not because you supported his character, what he did, but you just loved the work that Ed Norton did in that movie, but then you got a tiny, tiny little swastika that's on his arm, on your arm. So then who are you? I mean, do you believe?
Well, you know, I mean, you lost me at a Nazi character on your arm.
And it says Unity underneath.
I don't care what he's wearing.
Yeah.
And it's red, black, and green.
Oh, shirt's off because he just curved
in that movie. If it looks like Ed Norton in The Italian Job, then I'm like, whatever. You know, Ed Norton
People versus Larry Flint.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
The People versus The Italian Job.
What about a Confederate flag, Jamaican colors?
That, I'm so into that.
Stars and bars. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. That would be so great.
Like, you think the South should rise again.
Like, it would be great to take that down South and have people just be like, yeah. They wouldn't know what to do. We're with it.
Did you volunteer earlier to try this?
I did volunteer. I'm gonna
what
do
is that? Little... That's weird space age.
Do I go under the tongue or over the tongue?
Chloroseptic spray.
What does that do?
That's Jumbo.
That's too much, man. What are you doing?
You're going to get
You're
sick.
You're getting it, man.
That's not that much. Like, that's how I know that I'm baked. I refer to my twin brother as man.
Do you guys smoke hella weed or a moderate amount?
No.
Because you guys seem to be taking it easy.
You know, I've had, you know what I've enjoyed in my older years is the... the edible. The edible has...
Really? That makes me more high.
Does it really? How much
of
the edible...
But you don't get paranoid or antisocial?
No.
No, you don't get self-conscious?
Sometimes when it creeps.
Let's say you get really high, creeper weed. You walk into a party where you don't know anybody.
Yeah,
and people are muttering racist shit.
No, we're in our 40s. No, well, you're in your 40s. You don't go to a party where you don't know anybody. You don't just do that.
You could.
You could. Totally.
I
could.
Do. And you let's say you ate a fucking really bad idea.
Yeah, let's say you ate a goddamn Rice Krispie treat weed thing.
And you go in.
Yeah, you go in. And wouldn't you be uncomfortable?
If it sneaks up on you, it's bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If it sneaks up on you, it's...
If I smell weed coming from under the door, you know, it's kind of like the put your hand on the door, see if it's hot, if there's a fire.
Yeah.
If I smell weed and hear laughter behind a door, I can knock on that door pretty confidently.
Right. It's like you,
that
any
when
door.
It opens, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, come in and join us.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
Right.
Yeah, you know? You're the weed guy. You are the white Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, so that's fun to do, like, on cruise ships and in hotels and stuff.
Is just hear it. Just to hear
get
it.
Get into it.
Just smell go, it. Oh, I know what's going on in there. Knock. Oh, hey, it's this guy.
Do you ever say, just to no one in particular, I'll take care of this?
I got to knock on the door. I got to take some selfies.
This, guys. I got this one.
Who?
I did. I was walking down this cruise ship hallway, 311 cruise.
I love that you went on this 311 cruise.
And this girl walks up to me and she goes, do you know where the weed's at? And I go, I don't know. Come with me. And we walk a few steps and there's a door with a smell coming out of it and the laughter inside. And I knock on it. And we just go right in and start smoking with those people. That's great. It was like...
She came original.
Amber was the color of her chemistry.
Wait, was the 311 cruise to commemorate the tragedy that was the music of 311?
Don't you dare. We had them on the show this year.
They're so
March
good.
11th.
Let me say this. Never forget 311.
Never forget. Every March 11th, I chug a lot
I remember
of
where I was
my will.
When the first
celebrate.
A lot of the people died.
Yes.
When the, yeah.
Yeah.
Investigate 311. 311 put the bombs on the 311. Dick Cheney put the bombs on the 311.
I just don't know why there was
groups.
So much infighting to to get you know, 311.
Peanut from 311 started it when he sat right where you guys are.
I know.
And it was just the Sklar Brothers jokes would not stop coming.
Can I say this?
So you're doing even for that.
Can I say this? No, 311 came on where we just were, and the place went. The place went nuts. It was
right.
Recently.
We love the 311.
Yeah, soft pullback pedal.
I saw 311.
I just thought the infighting before they were able to finally decide on a monument for it. I thought was not cool
for 311.
Yeah.
What in the fucking goddamn?
I'm just skipping through hot topics because the time is just flying by.
What is that?
Well, I didn't say Jumbo when I said Pod Topics.
Pod Topics.
Pod Topics. Let's do check in. How's the Jumbo doing?
What's the most stoned you've ever been? Was that a high vibe?
Right now.
Are you worried because I'm sick?
No. The most stoned I've ever been was when I did eat pot in San Francisco, and we went to a party late at night. People had baked all these pies, and it was sliding glass door to the patio.
And you walked into it?
No, we all were just sitting there, and we watched a woman, like, I mean, I don't know why she picked up speed, like when she was going through it and just smacking the thing. And I was like, that shouldn't have happened with how high I was. And it just, you know.
Wait, what did that have to do with your high? That sounds like that was more her.
I don't even think she was high. I think she just made the mistake and went right into the glass thing.
And you laughed really hard.
Because we were that high. I didn't.
Well, that's not that bad. You were throwing up. Crying and on all fours.
Have you woken up? Gone to bed high, woken up high.
Yes.
From the night before. That's a little crazy. Recently happened.
It's an interesting feeling, but I,
because you're like, this should have slept.
I'm all
off.
Right with it, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the reason you're experiencing that is that's kind of an edible phenomenon.
That is an edible phenomenon.
Yeah, meaning what?
Because edibles, you got kind of go in waves, so sometimes you don't notice that it's waving, but then it'll drop really low, and so you think it's done.
I'm totally good.
And then suddenly it's like, oh shit, no,
it's back up.
What was I thinking?
The duration longer than smoking for an edible.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because
it's going into your body
by the way, it's just entering your bloodstream in a different way.
Could have been on an episode of The Doctors. Just this conversation.
How much better would Dr. Oz be if they all blazed up the whole show?
And we'll be right back.
Okay, so here's a good pot topic. Former pot NBA topic. Star John Sally joked that he'd still be playing if the league allowed players to smoke weed back in his day. And he thinks that smoking marijuana is a better alternative to dealing with physical pain and anxiety.
We've been on this topic.
Sally's talked about it for a while too. He had me on his show and we talked about it.
Love him. He's a great dude. And
weed
so
he won't come on this one though. Wow.
But weed is legal in the state of Colorado and in Washington. Seattle does not have a professional basketball team, but Denver has the Denver Nuggets and whatnot, and the Broncos, and they have the Seattle Seahawks. But for football, if it's legal in your state, you should be allowed to use it as something to get you through pain.
Because they don't get in trouble for getting drunk.
Who? The weed?
Every single fucking pothead fucking
yes,
athlete.
I agree with that. Do long time.
Because as long as they don't hurt anybody, they can get drunk, right?
Yeah. Yes, you're allowed to get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're coming to a time in our country where weed is going to be like an alternative to wine.
I hope so, yeah.
We're getting there.
I think we should legalize everything.
Yeah, right? Well, absolutely. But I just don't like to paint too rosy a picture because there's still way too much incarceration. Like more people have been arrested lately for marijuana in New York for some crazy reason. That number's like spiking.
Really?
So it just sort of feels like they're just letting all the white people get away with it because it feels like you could smoke there, or at least I can. And, there's lots of stuff coming up on November ballots that I want to try to remind people about.
Mm-hmm. Just don't forget.
If you're reminding people, start reminding in September, how to vote
where you live, and more states we flip, the more The solid
good news
ground,
is when
yeah.
you remind high people, they will not forget.
No.
So. You'll have to tell them.
Shouldn't we legalize all drugs?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, maybe.
But, yeah, I mean, I just think
legalizing nobody, like, if they legalize heroin, are the four of us going to go out and do heroin tomorrow? No.
We're not, but I wouldn't have in the first place.
No, but I mean,
but that's what I'm saying.
There is an argument.
You're not going to do more drugs, whether they're legal or
we're
not,
going
because
deep,
everybody.
You guys.
Are going deep.
Yeah.
I'm for a good, clean needle exchange, but I don't know about all
between
drugs legal.
More people in rehab are on addicted to legal pills.
Yes, definitely.
Than
I agree with that.
Like street drugs. And
this is the doctors. This is the.
And we'll be right back with more doctors. We'll be right back to show you how.
And another thing.
How to self.
We're on the precipice of a race war. Okay, the Jews are going to control the waters.
We'll be right back with more doctors right after this.
It really is time to go to a break. You guys want to check out these things? Hang on. What do you think of these things?
No, don't.
They're so heavy.
We'll tell you what. Oh,
they're
wow,
from the set of Jazz
already.
Boy, actually.
So, those are a set of bamboozled.
We'll go to break right now. We'll be right back. Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Poke Bowl have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Poke Bowl home dome frosted ashtray like we have here on the table with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to PokeBowl.com. Promo code Doug to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is gonna be fired.
Too soon.
1,791 viewers now. We have a little uptick there. And that music was from a band called, I fucked this up the last time, Aaronjaw. Aaronjaw, it's spelled Aaronjaw. And you can check them out on Twitter and YouTube and SoundCloud and Facebook.
Nice.
What did that music remind you guys of? Did it sound like something to you? It
sounded to me like Joy Division today.
Oh, man.
From the grave. Yeah.
Yes.
Too soon. That's way too soon.
Was that too soon?
Yeah. Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
That's the name of the show.
Not soon enough.
The fourth season of the Eric Andre Show is going to be Friday night.
Too
at
soon,
midnight.
Doug. Too soon.
This is too soon. Too soon.
Adult Swim.
Too soon. Mm-hmm.
You like it over there on Adult Swim?
I do.
They're craziest very season yet.
Craziest. It's zany. It's wacky. It's wild. Yeah.
Do you really sit down with Clinton? That's unbelievable.
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think Hillary Clinton?
What if she went on your show? Like, if Hillary Clinton went on your show.
Do you think she can play the saxophone as good as her fake husband?
Yes. What if she could just belt? What if she?
What if she was like John Coltrane?
She's like a white Clarence Clemens. You know what I mean?
Just, she's like a white Clarence Thomas, and she sexually harasses Anita Hill.
She's like a whiter Clarence Thomas.
She puts her pubic hair on Anita Hill's Coca-Cola,
but it's a can of New Coke.
Yeah.
Eric, guess where the Sklar brothers are going to be?
Where are you guys going to be?
They're going to be weird. In Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Nice. Hattiesburg? Oh, y'all fucking around Hattiesburg?
Oh, yeah. Brewskies on September 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tight.
Mobile,
tight,
Alabama.
Tight.
On
23rd.
Possum Ridge, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff.
The Merry Widow Theater.
Corpus Christi.
In Mobile.
Galveston.
September 24th, the Joy Theater in New Orleans. That place sounds nice.
Yes. Phenomenal
good
comedy
time
scene
to go
in
down
Orleans.
There and give him some comedy.
Give
yes.
him a little right. kiss.
Yes. Give it to him.
Are you allowed? Do you guys have freebies with your wives? Can you give the fans little kisses?
Just a little.
I'm not talking anything. Below the
come on.
No, I'm saying in the middle of your set, can you lean over and give your fan a little
like David
kiss?
Bowie and
like David Bowie and The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Yeah. By the way, that is the key to our comedy: is stopping the flow of what we're doing to go in the audience and kiss them.
that's what one makes of our old bits. It's one really of the oldest bits we do.
People like, I love your chemistry with the audience.
Yeah, the wedding ring comes off, and you. Yeah. Get, I'm not saying second base.
Come on.
Just I mean, that's a serious question.
No.
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 Doug, these guys are going to be at LA Podfest doing Scarborough County with Dan Van Kirk live. Mm-hmm. And also October 6th through 8th, Comedy Works in Denver, one of my favorites.
The best. The greatest.
What happened here?
Really good club.
Crash into a bed. That's...
That's just moving too fast near a bed.
Yeah, you know how like sometimes hotel beds will have that leather, like sort of the...
You just don't know what the edges are like.
You're just not used to that.
This...
I'm not used to an extra jut out from the below the bed.
Tragedy. Look at that.
That's, yeah, it's...
Can we never forget.
Can we get in on that?
I've got wounds all over. Like, we could compare, like, Rene Russo and Mel Gibson in one of those Lethal Weapon movies.
Remember Loaded Weapon?
Super Sklars.
Estevez?
Yes.
Supersklars.com.
Yep.
Emilio Estevez.
Yes.
Samuel Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
We're in Loaded Weapon 1 together. Mm-hmm.
And Loaded Weapon was lethal, like a
spoof
joking
on Lethal Weapon.
Yes,
and it was so fucking funny.
I'm sure.
I mean, it was incredible.
Was it Mighty Ducks funny?
Mighty Ducks was funny.
He's being sincere.
I'm genuinely being sincere.
Now I know you're so high, like you can't.
Kind of my heart.
Yeah. His voice went down, and that's how you get sincere. When someone's voice goes high, don't believe anything.
Ask me,
no more bits.
Ask me how her one-woman show was.
How was her one-woman show?
It's good. Hated it. You believe it? Hated it.
I fucking hated it.
When it goes up like that. Yeah. All right, so we're going to see what your
reaction is now. What's the longest you've been sober, Doug?
Who,
me? The longest you've been sober?
30 days, right?
No. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Probably. All right, so I've got a little surprise for you guys.
Oh,
if
yes.
you didn't know, my friend Gabe is here, and he's going to do a magic trick for you.
Oh, God. Here comes the booty. Nice. No, this is always stressful.
Hey,
Gabe.
Hey, Gabe. What's up, buddy? Good to see you guys. It's been a while. How are you?
What's happening?
Not much. Just doing magic on the show.
Thank you
for doing that. Up close magic.
That is the most obscure Make America Great Again spoof.
Not if you watch the show.
I was just about to say that it's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. It's his favorite familiar one. I mean, this is what he knows.
It's the most familiar.
Are the inside jokes on this show?
Are the inside jokes.
Let's do it.
Jason, do you mind helping me? All right, just reach out and tap a card anytime you want.
That does not look like a regulation
take a look at
deck.
It.
I'm sorry.
It's not regulation, but it is normal.
There are cards.
Can I show these guys or no? Can I show the home audience?
Yeah, show this camera over here.
Do you guys have like a pocket cam that we can just go like
no,
this?
No, 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 stop. You just have to show it to him.
Not show it to him.
You can't show it to him.
I did not show it to him.
I actually have a prediction here.
What's going on? This isn't safe. Call my SAG rep.
Right here.
By the way, that's warm. I'm not kidding you. It's really warm.
Yeah, it's fire, dude.
That's the prediction.
Yeah. No, but it's not fake. Like, it's not like fabric.
Answer the man.
What do I do?
Is this the right card?
They're not the right card.
Wait, let me just try. Let me try something.
What? That's some voodoo. Get him out of here.
Oh, God.
Don't trust that, dangerous. Calling the fire marshal.
Yeah, he's getting out of here.
That was real fire. And he gave that to me.
That's like your friend who
you serious? I get to have this?
I thought it'd be warmer.
Stick it up your ass.
Yeah. I can have it.
It's like we finish each other's. We should be twins.
It's an interesting smell.
This guy.
I forgot to say that doesn't look like a regulation wallet.
There should be like spells in Harry Potter movies where people just stand around kind of going, oh, that spell really stuck up the room.
Nice try. Spell hecklers.
Gabe will be at the DTPG in Los Angeles on Friday, September 16th, representing Honey Farm. So go see him and he'll probably have a regulation deck of cards ready to go.
That was
fantastic.
That was amazing.
I mean, yes.
I felt like I was in New Orleans.
It did. New Orleans is the home of magic, right? Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is where all magic
grew. Yes, yep. That's where
you just made that up.
Doug Henning's from there. Mm-hmm. David Copperfield is from there.
Prefontaine.
Penn, not Teller, from there.
Really?
Prefontaine, post-Fontaine. Also from there.
Yes. That's a time joke. Mm-hmm. Doug's mad at us.
Sorry, Doug.
No, I'm just trying to think of more Fontaine jokes.
Yeah. Free Fontaine.
Yeah. Vince Fontaine.
Right.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent,
was there Joan,
Price.
Joan Fontaine?
Fontaines of Wayne.
Yeah. There's nothing more fun than making Doug laugh. That, honestly, one it's of my hard. Favorite things in the
Fountain
world to do.
Fountain in La Brea.
The Trevi Fountain.
We're going to do another show on Thursday, September 8th. We don't know what time yet, so just pop into YouTube to check and see when it may happen.
And this lives in perpetuity, so our children can see it.
This is going to be archived.
At a young age, yes. When they shouldn't be involved in this, and then this is the thing that puts them over the top.
Right. They'll get a good look at it. Maybe I should take another bong rip then, just to give them,
a real example of all the different types of things.
Yeah.
Lick the rim. You ever lick the rim, Doug, by yourself?
Of a bong?
Of the bong, not of a bong.
I'm not of an ass.
Not of an ass.
It's a very clean rim.
Lick it.
I try to not even think about the, we clean these on the regular basis, but like the one I've got at home is just disgusting.
Who has put their lips on it that you've said?
Courtney Love.
He's talking about the inside of it. Oh, Courtney Love.
What's the farthest you've
ever
got?
Let me ask you guys
Courtney
a question.
Love.
Yeah, each Malibu. Of you, what's the farthest?
I just thought of Courtney Love saying to everyone at a party, completely naked from the waist down, read my lips, no new text.
Why would she say
that? That would blow my mind.
That would have killed
just
Kurt
hearing
Cobain.
About it blew my mind.
Oh my god. She was always wow, doing stuff like that.
Are we
all right? I guess it's time to wrap it up, but
what a bummer.
This could go all night.
This could go all
seriously
night.
Could go. Yeah.
This could go all
we
night.
We could just go.
Let's let it run.
Let's turn
the cameras off.
It's a sunrise, dude. I'm in.
Let's just keep where
I'm down. I'm not scared.
Gabe, bring those cards in here.
Get that fucking fire
Gabe,
back
one
up.
More trick.
Let's play
one
some poker.
Trick. One more trick.
Set that little fucking obscure ass hat on fire. I don't give a fuck. It's a goddamn sunrise.
It's a good hat. It's a good
Jeff Tate.
Make Jeff Tate again. You like to make Jeff Tate.
Hey,
again,
Jeff Tate again.
So yeah, he's helping our buddy Jeff Tate.
Hilarious comedian
thing, but also denigrating Trump at the same time.
Yeah,
sensitive.
And denigrating
an American
Trump
war hero, Donald
Jeff,
Trump.
Donald denigrating Trump. Donald Trump by invoking Jeff Tate's name.
I wish that someone would make Trump pick a day and year when America had been great and stopped being great. Like, where was the cutoff?
I mean, it's like
when did that happen?
80s, 80s,
2000s.
If you really love 80s music, you are in the I Need to Make America Great Again camp.
Like it really?
Was one, yeah, it was once great back then.
80s music. I think I like some 80s music. Yeah. Give me some 80s
Boingo,
music.
Boingo.
Examples. I love Oingo Boingo.
The Go-Go's.
Run DMC.
The Go-Go's are great.
They're done, though, actually. No more stage performance.
What?
After
this tour they're doing right now is the last one?
Yep. Their lips will be.
Butthole Surfers?
Yeah.
Yes. 311.
You're gonna have to come more original than that.
Wait, what's this? I forgot what the game was.
It was
name artists in the 80s.
Oh,
Duran.
A
flock of idols.
Right. NWA.
I like there's that a lot of good stuff in the 80s.
88. Straight out of Compton, 88.
Straight out of Compton, 88.
Well, we'll have to table this conversation for another time.
No. This should keep going.
This should definitely keep
going. I feel like we're in the zone right now.
Bananarama.
Remember
that night we were all held hostage by Eric Andre?
And he made us name a bunch of bands.
We named every band.
Light it on fire again!
ABC.
The Tubes.
Do you know Sammo the dog passed away?
What?
I know.
Who's that?
The dog I brought on the live show at Largo.
No.
It was me and Rory. Yeah, he was a hit. He was a star.
He was a great dog.
He was the best.
He was a phenomenal Willy Wonka.
Rest in peace. Yes. All the work he did. Every show he was in.
What was his name?
Bananarama.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Sammo.
Wow, we should try to, what kind of tribute can we do to Sammo?
You know the real tragedy?
One of the most popular incidents on the show.
That's good. And that's how he died. Well, that's a great high note to end the show on.
Oh, he was a character, that one.
My favorite thing is the amount of business Doug has to do at the end of the show.
That's it. I did it all.
You did all the business?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, used to ask more questions.
I'm just sitting here fondling a couple of pot topics because...
Can we get to one?
You guys just want to keep going, so...
Let's get to one.
Trying to figure out which one I could get into, but this one's so complicated.
What was
it? I can't take
it. Is it about Alec Baldwin and
Meryl Streep?
Mm-hmm. It's all Schedule 1, Schedule 2 stuff.
Oh, and it's complicated.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's still, you know, the DEA still has marijuana Schedule 1 narcotic. Mm-hmm. And, but they're at least allowing more studies to be done. And in an attempt to change the stigma that pot smokers are lazy and unmotivated, Jim McAlpine organized a 4.2-mile race in San Francisco as part of the 420 Games at Golden Gate Park.
I was going to say, no specific path. Just run 4.2 miles in whatever direction you feel.
Yeah, maybe stop for a drum circle.
Yeah, exactly. Happy sack for a little bit. And
a little nap.
Maybe shop at Amoeba Records for a little bit, too.
Yeah, but runners say that it helps with muscle pain, pre-race jitters, anxiety, depression.
All drugs should be legal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not just weed. No. All drugs are decriminalized in Portugal, and drugs went down. Crime went down.
I know.
Ooh, and San Francisco's got its own thing to vote on.
I'm with you.
This is so fucking annoying. It's the same shit.
San Francisco gets to vote in November to legalize just in San Francisco, regardless of how it goes
nationwide.
In California.
Come on,
it's
ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And it will get there.
Yes, it will.
Will it?
Eventually, yeah. I think.
Oh, but that's what I was going to say earlier, is I don't try not to be too positive about it, because people still need to vote and,
you know, don't think that it's
talk
not
about
get there.
It.
We all need to vote.
Make it happen.
It's unbelievable.
Smoke in public more, you know, especially white people, you know, because they can get away with it. Mm-hmm. And it'll show everybody it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. I blow it away from the children. Like, when children walk up,
you blow it away from them.
You know, five-year-old fan runs over.
Yeah.
Blow it out. I'm like, this kid doesn't know me from weed. This kid just loves At Midnight.
And Doug loves movies.
Yeah. It's a five-year-old At Midnight fan. Isn't it crazy that At Midnight's at 11:30 now?
Yeah.
What?
Right?
It ends at midnight.
Sellouts.
Yeah. It ends at midnight.
I'm going to confuse people.
Yeah.
It ends at midnight.
It ends at midnight, yes. Welcome to It Ends at Midnight.
That's what they need to write at the top.
It's 11:29 and 59 seconds. Yeah.
Why did they move times?
Larry Wilmore. They took it away without having anything to put in its place.
Nothing to jump to.
Jeez Louise.
How about the Eric Andre show? Five nights a week.
Jumping networks.
Great
I don't
idea.
Think that's ever happened before.
Jump it.
Great.
Jump it.
Just jump it right now.
Jump it.
Simulcast on both networks.
Yeah, get over there. Was that enough? Did we do enough?
I thought... do we do enough weed?
How's the Jumbo treating you?
Actually, really good. It's kind of... Unless I did it wrong, it's...
Nice and mellow.
Yeah, I'm only
smooth.
Like slightly suicidal.
It's a smooth jam. All right.
No, the Jumbo
is...
It?
It's like
the Jumbo is...
Randy's car says it's a smooth jam.
It is a smooth jam, and I had a little Jumbo juice.
That's weird science voodoo shit.
Really?
Come on.
You don't like it so engineered.
Chemicals, that's K2 shit. That's how Demi Moore had those seizures.
From that?
You're making fun of me for huffing VHS cleaner, and you guys are doing Jumbo fucking liquid goddamn chemical shit?
Mm-hmm. When did Demi Moore have seizures?
Demi Moore went to the hospital for smoking K2, the synthetic weed, and she had seizures.
I think it's... and I got.
Let's talk about Benito Santiago. Let's talk about the inaugural year of the Florida Marlins.
Benito Santiago.
The only catch you could throw down a second from his knees.
All right.
You guys are the Rain Men of sports.
I do think it is. I do think it is Demi Moore. I mean, I don't want to.
Okay.
I think it's Demi.
Demi Moore sounds like a half more.
Somebody said it wrong? Demi Moore?
Yeah. He said Demi Moore. I think it's Demi.
Demi Moore.
She was Demi Moore.
She was a demigoddess.
I still can't get over that image of Courtney Love with her full ass.
A ventriloquist with her own vagina. That's the image.
Quoting George Bush Sr.
But we know, now that we know what we know about George Bush Sr., that's a promise she does not have to
read my lips.
No news.
That's like, I've fallen and I can't get up, era.
People are watching, like, Doug just forgot to end the show. He's just going to sit there and hang out. Just let
You're
it go forever.
Stuck up there.
But thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you.
Terrific job. Once again, Eric Andre and the Sklar Brothers.
Thank you.
Jason and Randy in alphabetical order.
And Randy and Jason. And Jason and Randy.
Yeah, and thanks for watching. We'll see you sometime on September 8th.
Never forget.